You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. There's simply no place to go. Just sit at home and listen to The Football Hour. Oh, yes, come on. This is your football friend, Alex Mearns, with a little sprinkle of something. Not a sprinkle of snow like we've been getting in England over the past few days. A little sprinkle of something we all wish for. What do we all wish for over Christmas? Pick of the Goss feature. Are you ready? I love this one. I get re-excited about this one. This trendy feature is called Pick of the Goss, and it's about the BBC Gossip column. And we know the BBC Goss column is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from the football world. Are you ready for this bit? I know, and you know, every morning you get into work and then you decide that scrolling Twitter is probably a much more entertaining way of getting through the next 20 minutes before your office manager arrives. Then, as you're scrolling, what do you see flash before your tired eyes? It's only the BBC gossip column. Uh-oh. Bad news. Your office manager is early this morning. She's just arrived and looked over at your desk to check that you are doing work. You aren't doing work, are you? So what is your next move? Do you crack on with some proper work? Or do you scroll the BBC Goss Col? We all know the answer. It's the BBC gossip column. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided, as the presenter of the Football Hour, I will do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible, it didn't work on the last one, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from that BBC gossip column. So, as I like to do every single week, I like to give you a couple of seconds to get ready. I like to give myself a couple of seconds to get ready before I ask you the best sounding words you are going to hear all week. Here they are. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm about to say them. Everyone settled? Everyone ready for this? I'm ready, Alex. Okay, well, you do it. You're the presenter. You just go and do it. Okay, I'll do it now then, shall I? Are you ready, Goss Pickers? Because here is your top 10. In at number 10, the Daily Star men announced Leicester manager Claude Puel has revealed he tried to sign Damari Gray during his time at Southampton. 9 in the charts, the Mirror men state David Moyes has told Joe Hart that the club's Premier League survival is more important than the goalkeeper's international ambitions. At 8, the Sun say United have held talks with midfielder Marouane Fellaini in an attempt to get him to sign a new contract. Straight in at 7, Manchester United defender Luke Shaw wants a £5 million payoff to leave the club in January. Highest new entry at 6. The Sunny Boys at the Sun newspaper state Arsenal's Olivier Giroud has revealed he will consider leaving the Emirates to boost his chances of being selected in France World Cup squad. Everton and West Ham have been linked. Into the top 5. However, the indie boys at the Independent say Arsene Wenger insists Olivier Giroud will not be sold in January as he looks to give the striker more Premier League minutes. Congratulations, Olivier. At 4, more Arse news from the Mirror. Arsenal are making one last push to keep Mesut Ozil, with the club still hoping a new round of negotiations could persuade the playmaker to stay despite interest from Barcelona and Man United. Okay, Alex, you need to be quick. Up 10 places it this week into number 3. Crystal Palace are confident of agreeing a deal to sign Espanyol goalkeeper Diego Lopez. On number 2 here is Express from the Express saying an offer who worked with Jose Mourinho on a recent but believes Man United will sign Gareth Bale from Real Madrid in the summer. No! No! I didn't make it. Oh, I dawdled. I absolutely dawdled. Football fans, I've let you down, haven't I? Absolutely let you down because I was dawdling at the middle part doing the da-da-da-da when you should have just been cracking on with the chart show countdown, Alex. Come on, lads. I'm normally so good. I normally get everything out and I can build up to our number one goss. I've not even said the number one goss because I'm so ashamed of myself. What shall I do, football friends? What shall I do? There's got to be some punishment. Tweet me at the Football Hour my punishment for getting that so wrong. Come on, I'm sorry. Right, I need to reveal the number one goss because it's quite juicy. Our number one goss, which I should have said about 2 minutes ago now, is from the Sunny Boys at the Sun, who are shouting that Real Madrid could yet decide to move for Chelsea's Belgium international goalkeeper, Thibaut Courtois. Interesting news. Right, I'm going to go sit in the corner, think about what I've done. I'm going to practice reading a bit quicker. I'm going to come back and we're going to dissect that chart show a little further after a break, you know? A little time where I can reflect. Okay, see you soon. See you around the back.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes Store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.
During the break, I was doing some quick research. And you know that wonderful Christmas song where it says, simply having a wonderful Christmas time. And I've just done some research and it says on Wikipedia that the reason the singer was having such a wonderful Christmas time is because he was listening to the Football Hour. Oh, yes. Some top quality humour there from your Uncle Alex. Okay, back to the chart show countdown. Okay, what we do on this bit is I go through the top 10 and I see whether the newspapers are lying or not. Number 10, the Daily Star. Well, they're normally lying, so we'll judge them in a second. They say Leicester manager Claude Puel has revealed he tried to sign Damari Gray during his time at Southampton. Okay, maybe they're telling the truth there. Damari Gray, would they need him at Southampton? They've got Redmond, very similar player, but I think Damari Gray might have a higher ceiling. What do you think about that? Oh no, who knows? Number 9, David Moyes has said about Joe Hart, he doesn't really care that he wants to be in the team. He wants to be in the team because he wants to get in the England squad. Well, David Moyes, could you do England a favour and just keep him on the bench? That's harsh. Nah, I do like Joe Hart. He's just not very good at in goal. Okay, moving on. It's a number 8. The Sun are saying Man United have held talks with Marouane Fellaini in an attempt to get him to sign a new contract. Isn't this brilliant that Fellaini's become such an integral part of United's squad? That is like holding Man United out for this contract to get the best deal. The guy's quite funny, really. Cost them 30 million quid. Then they didn't really like him. Now Mourinho's come in, really likes him. And now he's like, yeah, well, you better pay me top dollar then. Quite like it. Yeah, maybe as part of the contract you could sort of ask him to cut that hair, maybe. Nah, I don't think he'll ever do it, will he? And number 7, Man United news. Luke Shaw wants £5 million to leave the club. Oh, to be a footballer, hey. Oh, to be a footballer. The bloke's not played, apart from that Champions League game. That's probably the only game he's played in about 6 months. And now he's going, well, if I'm going in January, will you just drop £5 million into my bank account? What a life, eh? What a life. Right, highest number entry at 6. The Sun is saying Arsenal's Olivier Giroud has revealed he wants to leave the Emirates. Okay, well, that's fair enough. He's getting on. He just seems to be spending a lot of time on the bench, coming off the bench and doing really well. So maybe he should just join a team which are going to play him every single game, and he'll bang in a fair few goals. There, we're sticking with Arsenal at number five. The Independents say Arsene Wenger insists Giroud will not be sold. Well, who knows? I don't know. I'm not getting into Giroud. I feel like we're talking about him a lot on this pick of the goss. Still Arsenal chat. They're keeping Mesut Ozil. Once again, we're moving on. We talk about Ozil more than we talked about Coutinho in the summer. Right, this is a new one. Number three, Crystal Palace are confident of signing Espanyol goalkeeper Diego Lopez. This guy was a really good goalkeeper when he was at Real Madrid. He used to keep Casillas out the side in the league. Yeah, I think that'd be a good signing. I don't know. I think he's about 36 now, so I don't know how mobile he is, but anyone's better than Wayne Hennessy. Sorry, Wayne, I know you're a big listener. Oh, Wayne Hennessy, if you're listening, big love. You're a great goalkeeper. Nah, you're rubbish, mate. Number two, The Express are saying that an author who worked with Jose Mourinho on a recent book believes that Man United will sign Gareth Bale from Real Madrid. What author? What author's been working with Jose Mourinho? J.K. Rowling? E.L. James, the one who did 50 Shades of Grey? 50 Shades... 50 Shades of Grey could be about Mourinho's haircut, though. He is the grey hair has covered his lid, hasn't it? He's hoping it snows in Manchester so it turns it white. And our number one gossip is about Chelsea's goalkeeper. Apparently Real Madrid want to sign him. The only issue with that is he did used to be Atletico Madrid's goalkeeper, so I'm not sure he'd want to go. Right, that has been Pick of the Goss. You're listening to the Football Hour, and I love you for that fact. I actually adore you for the fact that you're listening to the Football Hour.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.